your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
A body has been found by police divers in a river in Cumbria after reports an elderly man fell into the water during Storm Desmond. Hundreds of homes have been flooded and thousands are still without power in northwest England. Elizabeth has more for KMFM.
As 14 inches of rain fell in just 24 hours, streams became torrents of muddy water and multi-million pound flood defences were overwhelmed. It gushed into people's homes in a matter of minutes. Irene Shaw's in Appleby.
3 inches to 3 feet in a matter of a quarter of an hour.
Hundreds of people across Cumbria were taken to refuge centres, including Bernie Wells.
It's heartbreaking. New carpets, three-piece suite in there. It's all wasted.
As the water subsides, the clean-up and repairs can begin, and tens of thousands of homes have had their electricity supplies reconnected since the storm.
This is KMFM News.
A trial's underway of a man accused of murdering his wife who went missing from her home in Deal. Mariola Cudworth disappeared at the end of April. The 36-year-old's body was found in a field in Eastleigh 11 days later. 34-year-old Jonathan Cudworth from Northbourne denies murder. The trial at Canterbury Crown Court is expected to last into the new year. A report has found the driver of a bin lorry which crashed in Glasgow last December deliberately misled doctors over his medical history. Six people were killed after 58-year-old Harry Clark collapsed unconscious at the wheel. The report lists eight reasonable precautions that could have been implemented. Colin Egger is from Glasgow City Council. He says their recruitment system may now need to change.
In a world where drivers have to self-report and it could see them go out of work or not be able to find work, then an element of trust is brought into that. In future, we will consider whether having a look at their medical records, insisting they give us their GP records, would give us any information.
KMFM News.
Four people have died in crashes on Kent's roads over the weekend. Jack's got the details for KMFM.
Well, police are investigating after a 56-year-old woman was killed in a crash in Higham on Saturday night, which also left six other people in hospital. Meantime, a lorry driver's being questioned about a crash on an M20 slip road near Maidstone, which killed a 74-year-old woman. Tributes are being paid to a 19-year-old motorcyclist named locally as Jordan Weller, who died in a collision on the A28 near Ashford. And a man in his 20s has died after a car hit a tree and caught fire near Dover.
Bus drivers in a part of Kent are striking again today in a row over new timetables. Arriva bosses in Medway had hope for talks over the weekend, but say Unite's union reps want them to take place tomorrow. Members also walked out for 24 hours on Friday, claiming they can't run on time anymore. A man and a woman have been arrested after a cannabis factory containing around 200 plants were found at a house in Thanet. Officers also seized cultivation equipment and cash at a property on Manston High Street.
KMFM News.
Charity workers in a part of Kent say they've been left devastated after thousands of pounds worth of baby and children's clothes were stolen from their warehouse. The goods were taken from a base in Ashford, which is used by Rockin' Baby, who provide baby slings to families in need. Mark James is founder of the charity.
If anybody does see Rockin' Baby available in a market stall or on a website that's not our Rockin' Baby website, to please report it to the police, because it's highly likely that that stock will not have been purchased from a legal person.
And Vicky Patterson says she's buzzing after being crowned Queen of the Jungle. The former Geordie Shore star beat George from Union J in last night's I'm a Celebrity final. Towers Fern finished in third place.
KMFM Sport.
Newcastle have silenced the critics for now with a hard-fought Premier League win over Liverpool. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, after heavy back-to-back Premier League defeats, they saw off Liverpool 2-0 at St James's Park. They're still in the relegation zone, though. Head coach Steve McLaren says the match was a good example of what they do well.
Every time we've got a result, be it a draw, be it a win, we have outworked the opponent and we have crawled back into that dressing room absolutely exhausted. And that gets you look. and get your wins.
In tonight's action, Everton hosts Crystal Palace. Meantime, Manchester United will be without Wayne Rooney and Morgan Schneiderlin for their Champions League match with Wolfsburg tomorrow. Both players are injured for the game, which Louis van Gaal's side need to win to guarantee last 16 qualification. And in ice hockey, there were mixed results for Kent's Invicta Dynamos over the weekend. After a 4-2 win over Milton Keynes Thunder in Gillingham on Saturday, they were beaten 6-2 at Chelmsford Chieftains in South Division 1 last night.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.